And then moving on to Saturday, which is kind of our family's day. It's really become our kind of crazy stuff happening in the courtyard. Lots of fun, lots of all sorts of things happening. Really busy day. And we kick off at 10:30 with the Scoop magazine making workshop. Scoop is a new magazine. It's a literary magazine for children about new books and writing. So they're coming along and it's a workshop session where kids will make a magazine by the end of the session and they'll work together to do reviews and competitions and things. It's going to be quite exciting. That takes place in the decorating studio. And then it's followed by theatrical storytelling with the Just So Stories, which is based on the Just So stories and is ideal for little ones, so 4 to 7 year olds. Really great stories, really interesting, really exciting, lots of fun. And then we follow that with Horrid Henry. It's the team from the Horrid Henry television programme who've kind of animated the books. And rather like we had Cresta Cowell with How to Train Your Dragon last year, it'll be a real interactive session and there's a special guest coming who I can't say too much about, but that's going to be really good fun. And we've got tickets for all these children things still left, so snap them up. And then we follow that with Susan Moore, who's a relatively new writer, but she's got great Stoke-on-Trent connections. She went to Dunstan College near Ashbourne. It's got family around here. And Susan's books are about a young gamer, Nat Walker, who's the heir to a computer gaming industry, and she becomes an orphan, and it's about the fantastic digital kind of adventures she has. And Susan's got really interesting background that people might want to ask about. She worked at the Skywalker Ranch for quite a long time for George Lucas. So if you're a Star Wars fan and you want to come and ask what it's like where George Lucas lives, come and ask about that. And then we move into the afternoon. And we're really, really delighted to have Charlotte Green with us, who was the voice of Radio 4 for many, many years. That calm, dulcet tones of the shipping forecast or some dreadful political event. And Charlotte would read it to you and make you feel like everything was okay. She's now a voice you might hear on Classic FM and is the voice of the football scores every Saturday. And her autobiography is a huge bestseller. So we're delighted to have Charlotte with her. There's a few tickets left for that, so snap them up quickly. Arnold Bennett's again on Saturday, already sold out sadly. And then we follow up with B. Wilson, who is the Telegraph's food writer, Sunday Telegraph's food writer. And she's going to be in conversation with Emma about why we eat what we eat and how it's made us who we are and the kind of habits how we get into the habits we do with food and what we can do to change those. So that'll be really interesting. And then an event that we only announced on Friday, and what day are we on Monday? Completely sold out already. We've got Sue Perkins, Bake Off Queen. Well, not Queen of Bake Off, it's probably Mary Berry, really. But Sue is here in Stoke-on-Trent with her partner. She'll be interviewed by Anna Richardson, who are big friends of the factory and really keen to, you know, support Stoke-on-Trent, and they love North Staffordshire. So when they said they could make it, we were absolutely thrilled. So Sue's going to be talking to Anna, with Anna, about her biography Spectacles, which is a huge bestseller, and I kind of guess what's next after Bake Off and what she'll be doing next. Really excited to have them. And then we follow with Michael Crick in conversation with Tristram Hunt. So Michael is the news political editor for Channel 4 News, and he's the guy who's always hounding politicians, following them, asking the really hard questions. He's the man who was poking through that letterbox in Stoke and asking if Paul Nuttall really, really did live in the city, and we all know he didn't, and look what happened. So we're delighted to have Michael here 2 days after the general election. You know, it's going to be such a busy time for him, but he's absolutely clear he's still coming to Stoke-on-Trent. He'll be interviewed by Tristram, who obviously stood down as an MP, and Michael was here, you know, chasing the by-election result, and kind of what a year in politics. So delighted to have him. And then our final event is our Pole Dark special. So we're going to open and close the festival with a Cornwall connection, and Debbie Horsfield is the lady who adapted Pole Dark for television. She's also the writer of some great TV dramas like Making Out and Cutting It. She's an amazing dramatist, and she's going to be in conversation with John York, who's the former head of drama at Channel 4 and the BBC, talking about what it is like to take a classic like that and put it on television and the kind of the phenomenon it became. And then we have a bit of a kind of post-event pasties insider celebration with our audience afterwards. But unfortunately, there's no tickets left, Paul Doc. But what we'd really like to encourage everybody is, if you've not yet got a ticket for an event, do check out the website, see what else we've got available, but come to the festival anyway. We have a box office, the New Vic Theatre are our amazing box office partner, and they run a box office on the day as well. And there's always a few returns, there's always a few extra seats, so do come and see what you might be able to get out in. Like I said, we don't have a gate price. We welcome everybody. Factory tours, decorating studio sessions will run as normal. The shops, the cafe, the garden, all open as normal. And we just would love to welcome everyone along. Come and see what it's like. What's it like to have a book festival in a factory? There's a festival bookshop in the second shop. There's loads of entertainment in the courtyard. We'd just come along, enjoy it, sample the atmosphere, and get on the mailing list so that you know when the tickets go on sale next year.
Okay, how do we do that?
You visit stokeliteraryfestival.org, and there's a box on the homepage there. Just stick your email address in. That's all you need to do. You'll automatically be added to our mailing list. And then we announce the tickets and the programme, usually around February into March. That's the time. That's the time to check out what we've got on. Buy your tickets really quickly because they go like hot oatcakes.